Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious Muslim and Christian audience. Continuing discussing the uniqueness of Jesus. Jesus has the ability to know the unseen according to the Quran and the Bible. The knowledge of the unseen, that which cannot be seen by human eyes, is a divine quality. As the Quran states, we agree, with him are the keys of the unseen, the treasures that none knoweth but he. That is mentioned in Surah 6. The Quran also states, say, none in the heavens or on earth except Allah knows what is hidden. Muhammad himself stated in the Quran that he did not possess the knowledge of the unseen. Muhammad said, if I had knowledge of the unseen, I would have multiplied all good, and no evil should have touched me. Surah 7. Also in Surah 6, verse 50, and Surah 11, verse 31, same fact. Muhammad did not possess the knowledge of the unseen. According to the Quran, Surah 3, verse 49, God granted the ability to know the unseen only to Jesus. Jesus had the ability to know even the small details of people's lives. According to the Bible, of course, Jesus even knows the thoughts and intents of man's heart. We know that from the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 2, verses 24-25, states, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people, for he knew what was in each person. Jesus is the only person, according to the Gospel, and the Quran agrees, that knows what is hidden. We also learn from the Gospel that Jesus, as a prophet, knew unseen future events, such as his death and resurrection. According to Matthew, chapter 16, verse 21. Another unique feature, Jesus has power to provide food. We know that Jesus has the ability to provide food when he fed the 5,000 people with a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. This miracle is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 12 to 17. And the Quran also states in Surah 51, verse 58, that God is the only one who can give sustenance. A prominent early Muslim scholar, Ibn Kathir, one of the most famous, explained that Christ had the ability to give sustenance to whomever he wished. Wow. More unique features of Jesus' life as recorded in the Quran. Jesus was continually accompanied by the Holy Spirit. Surah 2, verse 87 says, we gave Jesus, the son of Mary, clear signs and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit. According to the Quran and the writings of the Muslim scholars, Jesus was the only person who was continuously accompanied by the Holy Spirit from his conception to his ascension. We see that Jesus has the capacity to enjoy ongoing and total harmony and companionship with the Holy Spirit. Another one, Jesus is forever immanent. Jesus is the only person described as being immanent in this world and in the next. In the Quran, Surah 3, verse 45, we read, "Behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah give thee glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, held in honor, wajih in Arabic, in this world and in the hereafter, and of the company of those nearest to Allah." The Arabic word wajih in the verse I mentioned is also translated eminent in other translations of the Quran. In commenting on this surah, the well-known Muslim scholar Shoukani explains that eminence is power and authority. Ar-Razi, another prominent Muslim scholar, comments on Surah 3, verse 45, "Jesus is distinguished, wajih, in this life because his requests are granted. He raised the dead, healed the blind. He is distinguished in the life to come because he, God, made him intercede on behalf of his true people, and God accepts his intercession for them." Now, you must share with our Muslim friends, Jesus is our intercessor. In the gospel, we know that Jesus is continually interceding for his followers, believers, before God the Father. We read in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 24-25, "Because Jesus lives forever, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." My Muslim friend, I know that you want to please God because you have already been listening to many of our programs and you've been thinking about God and been trying to do things that will make you acceptable to God. I encourage you to put your faith in Jesus right now and decide to follow him and his teachings. I urge you to go to Jesus and ask him to intercede for you, because Jesus is alive today.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him, because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Before we run out of time, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that because of him, we are accepted by you. My precious audience, if you never open your heart to receive Jesus, today is a wonderful day. Just tell God, God, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he came and died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins, so I don't have to be punished for all the wrong things I done. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God. I repent, God, of my sins. I repent for living far from you, from living a life that is not pleasing to you. I repent for violating my conscience, God, and I put my faith in Jesus, that he is my Savior from the punishment of sin, that he died so I don't have to die and I can live with you forever. Thank you, God, for loving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Rest of my audience, please pray with me that God will use us to equip our fellowships. God will use us to equip his church to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and help millions of Muslims enjoy God's love and salvation. God's grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.